Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. Today's lesson is titled Modeling Builds Rapport. Have you ever noticed how you're drawn to people with whom you share things in common? This is called the law of attraction and means that you will inevitably be attracted to people that are similar to you. We don't need to look far beyond our close friends to understand that we are drawn to people with similar interests. So how can you use this natural tendency to your advantage in all of your relationships? Two key methods come to mind. First, become aware of activities, interests, and relationships you may have in common with people, and pay particular attention during conversations. You may both have children. You may both work in the same part of town. You may both have a son who plays soccer, or you may both like Thai food. Throughout my career, I have made it a point of asking people questions with the goal of identifying things we have in common. Once I identify something we have in common, I transition the conversation to that subject. When I do, I almost immediately feel them connecting with me. The second method is to model people. What do I mean? Modeling is a technique to mirror and match the nonverbal and verbal communications of others. As an example, when I'm around people who talk softly, then I moderate my voice and talk softly. If they talk slowly, then I'll do my best to match their speed and talk slowly. If they lean back in their chair, then I will casually lean back. If their legs are crossed, then I'll cross my legs. Now, you may think that people will notice that you're modeling them and misinterpret the behavior as mimicking. While there is a risk of this occurring, it really depends on how obvious you are in your modeling. For example, if I'm sitting at a table with someone who leans back in their chair, I won't instantly lean back, but rather I'll wait a couple seconds to model their position. I have been using this method of modeling people's behavior for more than 23 years, and I'm not aware of a time when someone picked up on the fact that I was modeling them. After all, why should people be suspicious? You're just like them. Now, there will be occasions when you will want to lead those that you're modeling. For example, if you are with a prospective client and you find yourselves both leaning back while engaging in small talk, a posture change would be appropriate when the conversation shifts to the business at hand. In that scenario, it may be appropriate to change your posture and to lean forward to emphasize or show them something. In most cases, they will follow your lead and lean forward. This past week, a gentleman with enormous energy interviewed me. I had done my research prior to the interview and knew that I would have to step up my energy to match his. When we were finished, he gave me a high five and said, "Todd, that turned out great." I am confident that my modeling of his energy created an instant bond. I first learned of this technique of mirroring and modeling in Anthony Robbins' best-selling book titled Unlimited Power. If you would like to learn more about this powerful rapport-building technique, I would encourage you to read this book. It was one of the best books I've ever read. One of the greatest benefits of mirroring and modeling is its ability to accelerate the rapport-building process. In my real estate career, modeling enabled me to quickly build rapport with my prospective clients, most of whom I had never met before our initial meeting. The end result was 92% of those residential sellers selected me to sell their homes. If you take the time to build rapport, you will establish an environment of trust and understanding. It is from this foundation that meaningful relationships are built. Modeling requires a conscious effort. Choose a safe situation to practice with a good friend or a family member. Mirror their voice tone, tempo, and posture. It may feel awkward at first, but you will soon recognize its value. Just have fun with it. You've got nothing to lose. Remember, modeling people is one of the fastest and most effective ways to build rapport.